Blog Talk Radio.
I've seen many places and many
Wow. I tell you, that song be having you dancing. Boy, I tell you what, God is greater. There's no greater love than the love that Yahweh have for his people. We got to let God be God. We got to let him be who he say he is. We got to let him have his way in our lives. If he's strong, let him be strong. When you weak, let God be strong. Your strength come from him. He's your strong tower. He's everything you need in this hour. So let God be who he is. He told Moses, tell him, I am who I say I am. So if he's greater, he's greater than everything. He's greater than your situation that you're going through right now. He's greater than any disease. He's greater than any infirmity. He's greater than any power. Any power. Be greater than the power men try to portray. He's greater because he's created this earth. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. I pray that you can hear me. I finally received my new computer. I got to get used to it. You know, when you get something new, they put all new type of programs on there. So I pray that y'all can hear me very well because I don't have my headphones because I have speaker. It's automatic. If you can't hear me, send me a text, text, and let me know you cannot hear, but I'm praying everything. It's okay that y'all can hear perfect and clear. Give me a second. But if you can't hear me, I'll put my headphones on. I pray that everybody can hear. All right. So if you can't hear, you can text 214-508-8719. Well, I thank you for coming on. Today is Friday. I didn't even realize how fast the week this week then. I don't know. I didn't even realize Monday was a holiday. Today is January 14, 2022. This Friday. I'm your host for tonight, LaShawn from Texas. I'm going to try my best not to be on here too long tonight because I am teaching a class. It's a three-week class, Lord Teach Us to Pray, and it's for 3 weeks. It's on Wednesday and Saturday, so I don't want to do too much on here, but I am going to be led by the Holy Spirit because I do have a class to teach. And like we mentioned last week, when you're pouring out, when you're even teaching ministry, it takes a lot out of you. And you know, keep us here on PGN Blog Talk in your prayers, because when we teach, then we have to turn around and pray for individual. We need our rest. We need our mind to rest, our soul to rest. We need to rest so we can recover and get our strength back up. So keep me in your prayer, and keep everyone, Randy, our brother Terrence and his beautiful wife, Tanisha, Karma, keep all of us in your prayer. Cover us, cover your leaders, because it's very important because of the attacks that's going on. But, like I said, I'm not going to be here too long. I just want to share just an encouragement word, not going deep into the word unless the Holy Spirit just take over. I always say, first of all, let me open up with prayer. Father God, we just thank you for tonight. Father God, you come on and have your way. I always say, Prophetic Great Network is yours, Father God. This is G-O-D Radio, Yahweh Radio. So you have your way. I'm just your servant. I'm just your mouthpiece. You know what each one of the callers, your sons and daughters, need before they picked up the phone, Father God. Father God, I decrease so you can increase. I cover those that's on here, Father God. Holy Spirit, have your way. Father God, we want to eat your word. We want to we're going to break bread with you, Father God. So, Father God, we thank you for the living word, the truth, in the name of Jesus. I'm just going to share something real quick, and I'm going to jump into the calls. But like I said, I don't want to be on here too long. I do want to preserve my voice for tomorrow. And if any of you out there would like to join the class, I know Prophet Randy, he did send a text with the link. It's live Zoom. It's Wednesday and Saturday. Lord, teach us to pray. The Holy Spirit gave that to me. And I'm telling you how it's so much a confirmation, because I started realizing a lot of people that's in the body of Christ this week for 21 days, even they service, they church is doing 21-day prayer or 21 praying fasting. And see, I tried not to be on social media and everything else because I really want to hear what the Lord is saying, what is on his heart. So when he tells me to do something, I know he's going to come back and give confirmation. So when I seen so many people in the body of Christ is doing 21-day prayer or 21-day prayer and fasting, that was just confirmation to me, because this class is for 3 weeks. It's for 21 days. You know, we got to get to a place that we need to know how to pray. We need to know how to pray and pray effectively. We've got to know how to pray, when to pray. And we have to have a relationship with God. Okay, I don't want to go into that tonight, but I wanted to just give a word of encouragement, because there's so much going on, and there are so many people call me on the phone asking for prayer. You know, people with this virus going around, people are panicked. You know, loved ones is getting it. Loved ones is leaving out of here. And the more you spend time with Yahweh, more you spend time, and how you spend time with him, you get in his word. The more you get in his word, or get in a place of worship, or getting in a place of being still to hear what he's saying and what's on his heart. What is he saying about what's going on in the world today? When you start spending time with him, he begins to reveal things. And, you know, as I hear by people we know, you know, that we know, talk to every day, they battle, they warn, because they didn't got hit. The spiritual warfare, like we sound the alarm, pray for the leaders. We not just sitting up here talking about this. Even in the Bible tell us how the prophet would be on top of the tower sounding the alarm. See, when they say write it down on the tablet, make it plain, he was talking about the prophet. Write what I see, write what you see, write what I tell you, write the vision that I'm showing you, write it down and make it plain. To when you write it, you're going to sound the alarm. When you write it, you're going to make it plain. When I see, when I show you this vision, when you hear what is going on, what's about to come, you write it and you make it plain for those when you on the tower, for those that can hear you. They're going to see the writing. They're going to see the vision, because you're warning. Some vision, some writing might be the end time, but you're going to warn them, because that's what the watchmen do. They warn people. They stay on the tower. And so things have already been forewarned before this season came. Those who have an ear, they're going to catch it. In order for you to understand, you have to be connected to the Holy Spirit. We are a spiritual human being, but you have to have a relationship with Yahweh yourself. So I just want to encourage y'all, it is all in God's hand. Matter what the situation look like, matter what is going on, it's all in his hand. It's all in the creator hand, the creator that created heaven and earth. When God created heaven and earth, he created everything in the earth, everything above it and everything beneath it. He already know wicked of man was upon the earth. He already knew this. Remember, he put the tree in the garden. There was a purpose of him putting that tree of knowledge of good and evil in that garden. There was a reason why. We begin to understand these things once we get in his word. So it's all in God's hand. And I've been hearing that for the last couple of weeks. It's in my hand. God got everything in his hand. Even he got the pen to your life, the pen to your story in his hand. There are books in heaven on everyone on this earth. We have books in heaven. God, the one that can open the book, and he the one that can shut the book. He the one that can pick up the pen and continue to write, and he's the one that can put down the pen. He's the one that can continue to breathe up on this earth, and if he want to shut the breath, his breath out, he has the power to do that. God don't show us all his plan. Whatever God decide to do, that's God. He God Almighty. Things is getting so, we have to know by the spirit of discernment, or the Holy Spirit is teaching us and giving us wisdom and knowledge and understanding. He's been preparing us that things, when things come up on this earth, it would not take us by surprise, or we will be shaken by what's going on, because we know it's all in God's hand. There are times and seasons for everything. Even in the book of Matthews, this is the thing that he took me to in the book of Matthews, that this is why it's so important to read our word. Because when we read our word, a lot of word, even Isaiah, he was talking about, you know, Isaiah, even Paul, even Peter, they even prophesied or spoke the word in the Old Testament, and some of them was in the New Testament. You can't pick and choose what you want to read, and you cannot pick and choose who you should pray for or pick and choose who you should prophesy. God, if we are led by the Holy Spirit, and if it's in his will, the Holy Spirit is going to guide us and lead us. And there are just some things we just have to understand that it's in his hand. And we are not in control of things that go on. God is in control. The machine is not in control. The doctors is not in the control. I was having a conversation with someone today, and I told them, how many times do you hear people say, the Bible whooped me, the word whooped me. It does something to me on the inside. It was the word. When I read the word, my God, it began to correct me. It began to rebuke me. It began to mold me. It began to burn something up in me. How many times do you hear people say that out their mouth? Only time you hear people, some people say, ooh, my pastor was on fire. Ooh, he spoke a good word. Ooh, they spoke that word. Ooh, my God, I'm about to take off running. My pastor, I love my pastor. Ooh, my leader. Ooh, that prayer line was on fire. When have you ever heard? Too many times you're not going to hear people say, the word whooped me. I was in the word last night, and the word corrected me. I was in the word last night, and the word purged me. I was in the word last night, and the word delivered me and set me free. Ooh, that word, Paul, the word that Paul was speaking, it made me examine myself. It made me look at myself in the mirror. How many times do you hear people say that? My God, I told someone that today. Too many people. Apostle so-and-so was on fire this morning. Apostle so-and-so teach that word. Apostle this and this. Or the prophet this and this and that. They giving man credit. And the Bible talks about how be careful of giving your leaders and man credit. You giving them the glory. You glorifying them, and you're not glorifying God. That's a dangerous thing to do. God used us to speak the word. We'll use to speak his word. When we speak his word, it's supposed to draw you not into God. It's not supposed to draw you to me. It's not supposed to draw you to your pastor. You got to be careful. It's all in God's hand. It's his plan. It's so many times in the Bible he tells us to be aware. And when you read his word, you got to know the season, the time, and the hour. I'm going to help you out tonight. I'm going to help you out tonight. How we got to be on his season, time, and hour. Some people don't like it because when you get in the word don't feel good. Your pastor supposed to make you feel good. Your leaders don't supposed to make you feel good. It's the word of God. And when you begin to spend time with him and break bread with him, he began to correct you. My God, they just started to give a word to get you closer to the creator. Y'all better be careful with that. The book of Matthew 24. When we go down to the 24, the book of Matthew 24:22. And expect those days should be shortened. Somebody, those who have an ear, touch their ear, Holy Spirit, tonight. Help them to understand what your word saying. I'm not saying nothing. They eating from man's table. They are listening to man, but we need to get to a place where we listen to the true word of God. What is the word of God saying about this season and hour? Well, I'm going to help you out tonight. Don't listen to LaShawn. Lord, let them hear your word. Let your word come over this earth way like a two-edged sword, that they hear what you're saying in your word in the book of Matthew 24. And expect those days should be shortened. Why you surprised death all around us when the book of Matthew tells us expect these days to be shortened? My God. So this stuff shouldn't surprise you. There should no flesh be saved. Y'all better hear tonight. I told y'all we in the season. You better. It's not please. And when you do this, no, we in the season. Oh, we better get it right. There should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Let me help you out. Even some of these pastors, every pastor that you see that's gone, that God is teaching, that don't mean they did anything wrong. With the book of Matthew's helping us out right here, even the elect days should be shortened. That means some of the pastor, that means some of the evangelists, that means some of the prophets, even those days will be shortened, because sometimes God got to take them to save the soul. God got to take that leader to save the soul. And you already know what's about to come up on this earth, because when you read 1 Corinthians in chapter 2, well, it let us know when it say eyes ain't seen, ears ain't heard. Some people don't even interpret that word right, because God is preparing us, power letting us know you ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't heard nothing yet. God is going to raise up something that you never seen before. Even you heard about Abraham. You heard about Moses. You heard about the Genesis, about the watchman coming down here. You know about this thing. You know about the wicked things, but you heard about it. But there's going to be something greater. There's going to be something greater that we ain't never seen. There's going to be something that's so terrible, the tribulation that we ain't never seen and heard. And some people is not ready. And sometimes God got to go ahead and move them up out of here so they won't fall, so they won't compromise. Sometimes God will take the right people here and let and shorten their days. That don't mean they did anything wrong. Satan don't have no power. We're dealing with a wicked world, doing corrupted things. Everybody's mind ain't going to be able to take it. The word tell us so. Go look at the word for yourself. days will be shortened. The days are going to be shortened. Even the let is going to pull them up out of here. Why they had to go? And the wicked people stay here. You know, you got to read that book, and the book gonna tell you why. Don't be fooled about what you see wicked people doing. It's all in God's hand. It was part of his plan. And when he say it is done, it's a done deal. We spend our time keep praying over something when he must know, even in the book of Daniel, I heard you the first time. It's about your faith. It's about your belief. God is in your hand. We move ourselves out the way. You're praying and praying and praying. And then I done seen it so many times, even with leaders, the whole church praying, the whole nation praying, the whole city's praying, everybody's praying. But when God said it's already finished and it's already done, and he decides to take that leader, then people like, I don't understand. We was praying. I don't understand what happened. I just don't understand. Sometimes we don't understand God's plan because it's not for us to understand. He ain't going to give us everything to understand. But when we in his word and we know what the word in Matthew 24 says, days are going to be shortened, and even he's going to pull out some of the elect. You should understand. Then you should know how to pray. It's a point when you pray and say it's in your hand. We used to sing this song. He got the whole world in his hand. Yes, he do. He got me in his hand. Yes, he do. He got the children in his hand. Yes, he do. My strength is in his hand. Yes, it is. He sustained me in his hand. Yes, he is. My healing is in his hand. Yes, it is. But you got to have the faith and believe that it is in his hand. So many people that I talk to, oh, I just got to move out the way and trust God. But they go back to that mindset. When you trust in God and know that it's in his hand, you're going to go about your business. You're going to say, I see you, but it's in God's hand. I see you trying to come after my marriage, but it's in God's hand. I see you trying to come after my children, but it's in God's hand. That's the type of faith. Once you release it to God, you're releasing everything to him. You surrender to him. You having a good sleep at night. You having a peaceful sleep at night because it's in his hand. And that's how you walk in faith, knowing that God is going to take care. Even though you slay me, but I trust you. That's the type of trust and type of faith. I might be going through something, but I trust you. I trust in your word that the weapons may form, but it ain't going to prosper. That let me know that this sickness ain't going to take me out. I might got a thorn in my flesh, but it ain't going to cripple me. It ain't going to cripple my walk. I might walk with a limp, but I got my mouth to speak the word of God. I might got a crook in my feet, but it ain't going to stop me for stomping my feet. It ain't going to stop me for clapping my hand. It ain't going to stop me for giving the glory to you. Why you think he put the thorn in Paul's flesh? Some of us got thorn in the flesh. And he ain't going to take it out. He said, my grace is sufficient. Even when you weak, I'm strong. When you weak, I'm greater. I'm greater than that weakness that's in you, that weakness that you're trying to carry. I'm greater than that. I'm greater than that disease. I'm greater. Ain't that my me? This is the word of Yahweh. Yahweh say, I'm greater than that. If I'm greater, well, move yourself to the side and let Yahweh be greater. If I'm greater, take your hands off of it and let me be God, because it's in my hand. Take your grip off of it. Some of you got too tight of a grip. You need to loosen it up. Matter of fact, you need to take your hands off of it completely. It's in his hand. And when it's in his hand, he takes over completely. when it's in his hand. You got to move your hands off of it. Would it hurt? Yes, it would hurt. Would it feel good? it ain't going to feel good. Sometimes it might burn you because that's that consuming fire. Sometimes you got to go through that blazing fire. He's the potter clay, so he got to put you in that fire to mold you so you can get ready to do the calling that's on your life. You don't have to worry about what people say. You don't have to, I have to learn this myself. You don't have to worry about who are watching you, who are coming on to see you. Because when you're doing work for God's kingdom, I have to learn, when you do the work for God's kingdom, it's not about the number anyway. Do you not know the Holy Spirit had to train me? I'm here to help some of you tonight, those that are called into the ministry. Do you not know the Holy Spirit will train you when he begins to pull you from the tradition and religion and sit you down himself so you can be in front of his face, to sit you down himself so he can train you himself? When he begins to train you, that means you'll walk around your house praying, then all of a sudden the preacher anointing will come on you. Why are you praying? You sitting up there preaching, and then it's a time that you'll be walking around your house, and then the prophetic will come up on you. You begin to prophesy in your life. You begin to encourage yourself. This is the time that you spend with Yahweh. When the Holy Spirit begins to come up on you, you begin to prophesy to your own self. You don't have to get on the prayer line. You don't have to get on the radio. I ain't coming against anybody on the radio or on the prayer line. This is a relationship. We better get to a place with Yahweh that when you have a relationship with him, you begin to encourage yourself. When you have a relationship with him, you begin to prophesy to yourself. You begin to prophesy to the situation. You begin to prophesy to your church. When you have a relationship with him, when you read the word, my God, Holy Spirit, tonight, when you begin to get in his word begins to minister to you, his word begins to teach you, his word begins to mold you, you're going to give the credit to Yahweh. You're not going to give the credit to no man. My God, who am I talking to tonight? See, I said I was going to come on here, give a word, and get off of here. But see, when you say a Holy Spirit have your way, and you let the Holy Spirit speak to you, when he speaks through you, you don't have no control. Because Jeremiah let us know, it's like fire shut down in our bones that we can't control it. We can't hold it in. We can't, my God, speak, Holy Spirit. We can't sit down because there's something on the inside, pulling on the inside. He wants his word to go out, even on the radio. He wants his word to go out in the east, the west, the south, and the north. Jesus ain't playing in this hour. Who am I talking to tonight? Is God greater in your life? You got to let him be who he is. You got to let him be who he say he is. I am who I say I am. And when you know he's who he say he is, you become who he say you are. But you ain't going to know who he say you are if you're not spending time with him for yourself. Well, I'm going to keep saying it until he say, daughter, don't say it no more. You better get a relationship with him for yourself. Read his word. You can be the runaway bride. You see, he gave me a word about some people years ago. They're a runaway bride. They run from everything. They running from what I'm trying to get them to where they need to be at. You can keep running all you want to. And when you begin to run, you're going to keep going around that mountain, going around that mountain like a merry-go-round. You're going to be going around that mountain. You're going to be in that whirlpool. You ain't going to come out that whirlpool until you decide to surrender. Sometimes God put place people in your life to get what you need to get only for a season and hour. You bore the assignment. You ran away from the assignment. Some people got to come back and get it correct. I have seen it happen too many times. They have to end up coming back. Learn when the things is in God's hands to get your hands off of it, to move yourself out the way. You're going to keep going through things because you is in his way. You are in his way. Get yourself out of his way. Get yourself out of the way. Because you in the way. He created everything. He already know about your husband. He already know about your wife. Yeah, he know about your, he already know about your son and daughter. He know about you. He know everything. He the creator of everything. Let him be who he is. Learn how. If he tell you be still and watch me, be still and watch me. Put your feet back, kick your feet up, and watch him. If you're going to read Psalms 27, and he said, even though they camp around you, they should stumble and fall. How are you going to see them stumble and fall when the wicked try to set you up? How are you going to see the wicked stumble and fall when you're trying to fight them yourself, like you in a boxing ring with them? You want to see the wicked fall? Because he said, I'm going to reward the wicked. How are you going to see the rewards of the wicked when you got yourself in the way? Every time somebody say something, every time somebody do something, you want to be the big bad wolf and got your mouth, want to sit up there and fight. Now you're going to lose the battle. You're going to lose the battle because of your mouth. You move yourself on to the side. God got his team. He got everything he need to fight this battle. He already know what was coming up. Because we said that before, if you try to fight this thing in flesh, you're going to lose. When you try to fight in flesh, you're going to lose, because even Ephesians tell us, Ephesians 6, let us know, we wrestle not with flesh and blood. And do you not know Lucifer? You're going to call him by his name, his little imps, these unclean spirits, whatever you call them. Do they not know? Do you not think they know your weakness? If you're a type of person that run your mouth all the time, fighting with your mouth, you're going to put people in your life so you can keep continuing to fight with your mouth. You know what's in your heart. You didn't open the door. He's been studying you. The lion, the royal lion, the deceiver, the deception. He walks around like a royal lion, seeking who he can devour. If you ever see a lion, he'll sit there for weeks and watch his prey. He just don't go. He watching with the eye. Which one is the weakest link? Which one got a cripple? Which one not reading the word of God? Which one not worship? Even which one not even thanking him? Which one ain't spending time with him? Which one that's not even, honor the father? They mocking him. I'm going after that one. That's the weakest link. You come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I came to give life and life abundantly. You want that life abundantly, you got to know who you serve. You got to know who Yahweh is. You got to know that it's all in his hand, not your hand, not your pastor hand, not the leader's hand, not your co-worker hand, not your boss hand. It's nothing in their hand. Yeah, you respect them because they in authority, but nothing is in their hand. Can't no leader, can't nobody tell you to shut up and be quiet. If they do, it's okay, all right. So I sit on down and say, God, you got this. And you know, back in the day, I'm telling you, when I ministry, I see stuff in a vision. And I see the older women. Back then, the older women didn't run their mouth. Those older women, I don't care if you was in a Baptist church or a Jehovah Witness or whatever you is, they walked in integrity. A lot of us need to know about integrity. They walked in integrity, and they walked in humanity.
needy and they humble. They can see anything, because if somebody can say something to them, they might look up there with them glasses, their eyes looking over them glasses, but they say, oh, Lord, oh, Jesus, fix it right now. I need you, Lord. Fix this right now. I know you see it, Lord. They begin to hum, you know, say hymns. And you know when they go into the hymn, God begin to answer them on their hymn. The pastor can fold them out, say whatever they want to say. But then once they sit down and they fold them arm and start rocking, fix it, Lord. It could be a fight in the church. They're going to sit down and they're going to be rocking, saying, fix it, Lord. I know you see this, Lord. They were him. They were him. They were him to God. Fix it, Lord. You can come in that house. They son could be turning cartwheel, acting a coon foon, a coon fit. They'll just sit up there and wash the dishes like they ain't seen that son. Sitting up there, that son could be on drugs, trying to find the money, turn up her room. She could be sitting in that kitchen, hemming. Lord, thank you. I thank you, Father God, that you're going to turn this situation around. Oh, Lord, do it. They ain't for the move. They ain't for the fight with that son. That was the old saint. That was the old grandmother. That was the old mother. I didn't seen too many times where my grandmama's son acted up and she sat there humble and she didn't say a mumbling word. But you know what? She couldn't hear because she was deaf in her ears. But I know the Holy Spirit was up in her. She was speaking on the inside. She was praying on the inside. And when she began to pray to her Heavenly Father, things began to move. You need to get back to the place of prayer. Young people don't know how to pray. Young people, this generation, don't know how to be a wife or husband. I done seen humble women know they husband and went out there. I'm talking about stuff that I was raised up on. They didn't sit up there and fight that husband. They, man, they knew where he was. They had dinner ready. They had dinner ready. When he came in that house, dinner was on the table. But one thing, they went in that closet. One thing, they went in that prayer room. One thing, they was praying to the Father. They knew how to pray. They didn't say a mumbling word. They would rock back and forth. God will move in their eyes to see things. You can't see things and you keep running your mouth. You can't see things every time somebody say something to you. You caught up in your emotion. If you caught up in your emotion, you can't get it. You need to be delivered from that. You don't see the mothers in the churches no more rocking. You don't see the mothers in the churches no more praying. You don't see the mothers in the churches singing hymns. That's why it's so important. He said, daughter, it's so many apostles out there. It's so many falsehood out there. But nobody's teaching. You got to teach the word of God word from word in order for people to understand who he is. You got to teach the word of God. You got to get up here and go on every CBN, TBN, PGN, whatever, CNN, whatever's out there. But you better know how to get to God. You better get to his broadcast. You better get to Yahweh broadcast. You better have a relationship with him. You better break bread with him. Nobody teaching no more. They're not teaching the real truth, the real word of God. That's why they don't understand what's going on in the word, the world, because they ain't in his word. I just told y'all in Matthew 24, it tells us, starting from verse 22, that days will be shortened. Even the elect lives will be shortened. Because God already got this thing mapped out, planned out. I don't care what type of towers they put on. They can put on 2G, 3G, 5G, 6G, 10G. But I know one G-O-D. He sees everything. Everything is his hand. Do you not know he can send one angel down here? One angel, not every 5G, 6G, one angel to go in the labs. What he know all, he already revealed to us what they doing in the lab. He can send one angel with that sledgehammer and break up everything that's in the lab. He can just breathe. He can open heaven up. Oh, you don't want him to really open the windows of heaven. When he opened the windows of heaven, I'm talking about the certain windows of heaven, just like he did the days of Noah, he will flood this earth. He's God Almighty. He can do whatever he want to do. He can open the windows of heaven and flood this earth. He can open up and send fire down and burn up every crooked lab. He can send that down. He could send the angel to go and destroy everything and don't leave nothing. My God, my God, my God. I don't know about y'all, but when I read his word, I be sitting up there talking to my Father. Father, do they not understand who you are? Do they not understand, just like you used Elijah to go give a word to Jezebel and Ahab? Do they not understand how you destroyed Jezebel, Ahab? Do they not understand that you're the same God today, yesterday, and forever? It's in your word. Do they know how Jezebel lost her life? Do they not understand the dogs ate her? Do they not understand the same thing happened then? It can happen now? My God, my God. It's the word. It's his word. When you get in his word, you're going to examine yourself. When you get in his word, you're going to correct yourself. When you get in his word, you ain't going to want to do certain things because you're going to have the fear of God, not man. Do they not understand the cry of the prophets, the minor prophets? They cried and said, Lord, how long? My God, I'm about to take off running. Do they not understand how those prophets, see, back then, didn't nobody want to be a prophet. Didn't nobody want to be an apostle because they were losing their life. They were getting prosecuted with their heads cut out. Did they not understand, Father, just the type of conversation I had with my father, that the prophets then, way back then, over 200 years ago, was crying out for this season. It was crying out for this time. How long, Father God, are you going to let the wicked get away? How long, Father God, are you going to let them keep abusing your children? How long, Father God, you going to keep letting them bow down to Baal? Oh, do you not know they was crying then and some of them crying right now? God hears the cry of the ones that got clean hands and pure heart. Yeah, I can hear them. He allowed me to hear. People are saying, how long, how long, how soon are you going to come? How long are you going to crack this earth open? How long, Father God, are you going to let the wicked get away with their wicked ways and wicked schemes? Y'all better understand something tonight. God heard the prophets then, and he hear them now. He heard the prophets in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, and he hears them now. And he's going to move upon this earth. He even heard the little babies crying. He heard your sons and daughters crying. He heard the distress. He heard the blood crying from the earth. Everything is in his hand. This is some stuff that people don't want to hear about. Well, let me tell you something. Like I said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, this is what Paul was talking about. Eyes ain't seen. Do you not know? See, people, they pick and choose this prosperity message. They pick and choose what they want to prophesy about. They ain't telling you. Do you not really know about the end time? Do you not know? I don't care what they're doing. God got it in his hand. They can try to speed things up because the Leviticus and the Catholics, they think they hold every book to the prophets. But this is what my father told me. I don't care what the Leviticus got. I don't care what they got in the vault. I am the book, and I hold the one and only book, and I'm going to release the book to the faithful one, the ones that got clean hands and pure hearts. I'm going to put my word up in them. They think they can predict because what they got, they ain't seen nothing yet. This is what Paul was talking about. Eyes ain't seen and ears ain't heard. You ain't seen nothing. Do you not know about the nephthine, the hydrogen? And do you not know things that was up on this earth before we even was here? People ain't going to be able to be here that day because they ain't going to be able to handle it. Even it tells us, you keep reading in Matthew 28, if the elect can be fooled, if they can be deceived, that's how bad it's going to get, y'all. It's going to be that bad. Anyway, we better get ready to take calls because, like I said, I got to reserve my voice. I didn't want to come on here. But the Holy Spirit just take off. It's in his hand. You better get to the point when the word, when you in his word, in his presence, where the word is whooping you. It's a two-edged sword. It's cutting it away. It's cutting everything that needs to be cut away. Not what man's saying, but what is Yahweh saying? What is his word saying? You got to eat the word. You got to believe the word. You got to bathe in the word. You got to drink the word. So, Father God, we thank you for this word. We thank you for what you're doing, Father God. Father God, as I continue on, Father God, you know, to take the callers, Father God, you know, you got a word, Father. If you got a word, Father God, like I say, word is the word. Word is the word. You are the word. Help your people to understand you are the word. You are the book. So, Father God, we cover this word. We cover this word. We cover your word. In Jesus' name, amen. 954-580. This is Sean Matthews calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, Sister LaShawn. This is Caroline.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
That's good. Well, is that a special prayer request or anything you want to share?
Pray as the Holy Spirit leads, and next week I have an appointment. Kind of pray that the Lord will grant success.
Okay. Father God, I thank you for your daughter, Carol. Father God, I just ask that the Holy Spirit go ahead of her in this appointment, Father God. Father God, we just speak, like we're saying, it's in your hand that this appointment that she have, Father God, is in your hand, Father God, that she stand on your word, Father God, no fear. No being afraid, Father God, because you was in control, Father God. Whatever this decision is going to be, you done already worked it out, Father God. I thank you for what you're doing with her mind. I thank you for what you're doing, even in her body, the healing process in her body, that she continue to eat your word, study your word, and worship on you, Father God, that there's a complete healing going to take place in her body. But, Father God, I ask that you strengthen her faith, that her faith level will come up like never before. And, Father God, anything that's trying to come against her to try to stagnate her, Father God, let her know that you have given her the power and authority. You know, teach her, Father God, about the power and authority. Teach her, Father God, about your way, your will. Teach her, Holy Spirit. Teach her in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you for the protection with her family. Father God, we speak healing over them, Father God. We speak healing and deliverance in their life, Father God. And Father God, we just ask that you restore everything that needs to be restored. Restore, Father God. Let this be a year for her and her family. Transformation. Transformation, they mind, they body. Father God, do a transformation with them in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for calling in. You have a blessed week. Before you go on the interview, spend time with God. Spend time with God before you go on the interview. Spend time in His Word.
Okay.
Now, before you go on the appointment.
Okay.
Before you go on the appointment. Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, God bless you.
Thank you.
I tell y'all, it ain't got hot up in here. (336) 491 This is Sister LaShawn Mess. Who's calling? Where you calling from? Hello?
I'm from Florida.
You say you're from Florida?
Yes, yes.
Who I'm speaking with?
Yes, Tom.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
That's good. Is there a special prayer request you have? Is this your first time calling?
I've called a couple of times before with Brother. And I got in queue last night, and somehow I just kind of got brain went on pause, and I didn't hear if he called me out or not. So never did get any prophetic confirmation that I was looking for.
Okay. Well, God is an on-time God. You know what you need.
Yes,
in the hour and the time. So, Father God, thank you for your son, Tom. Father God, I thank you for ordering his steps, putting him on the right path, leading him in the right path, Father God. Father God, I thank you. I ask that you download wisdom. Do you have your own business or are you an entrepreneur, or you thought about being an entrepreneur?
I've been a worship leader and for many, many years, and I'm a record producer as well. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, Father God, I thank you for ordering his step, Father God, putting him on the right path. Father God, I thank you for download wisdom, Father God. I see wisdom. He downloading a lot of wisdom, but you're going to have to catch it. Your ears, catch it with your ears. You are a creative person, creative God download, and I'm asking him to continue to download this creative idea. I don't know what's going on with the business or the connection you with, but Father God, give him the divine connection, the right people he's supposed to be connected to in this season. Sometimes season is up, but Father God, I ask that you open doors that no man can shut and shut the door that no man can open. But Father God, I thank you for the new I thank you for the new beginning. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And then I hear something like a new relationship or renewing relationship. I don't know if you marry or I don't know what this is, but we thank you, Father, for the new relationship. Thank you, Father God. It could be a new relationship with a business partner or whatever it is, but it's a new relationship. And I also, thank you, Holy Spirit. I don't know why I seen this flash in front of me, gold coins. Gold coins, I don't know if you're investing in something, stock of what this is, Father God, but I ask that he give you wisdom on that to invest what right. But I've just seen gold coins. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And just let go some baggage. Let go some things. Let it go. Let go some things that can't go with you in this season. Let God remove those that need to be removed. Let some baggage go. Just let it go. And Father, let God lead you and direct you. So Father God, I ask that you lead him, Father God. Put him on the right path, Father God. Let him see you. Let him see you in this. Let him see you in this, my God. Let him, yes, Lord, let him have an encounter with you, Father God, because you didn't have an encounter with God during worship. But, Father God, let that come back. I don't know what happened, but let that come back. Father God, let that love that, you know, he have for you come back. Put it so deep in him, Father God. Let him hunger and thirst for it, Father God, like never before. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for the provision, Father God. I thank you for the wisdom, Father God. And I thank you for stirring him in the right path, right direction. Father God, I thank you for rebuilding in the name of Jesus, rebuilding whatever it is that he needs to rebuild, whatever it is that he needs to restore, let it be so. But Father God, give him the eye to see. Give him the eye to see and see things correctly. Father God, sharpen his discernment in the name of Jesus. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Do you know anything about these gold coins?
No, I don't. But I'm going to pray into that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if you think about investing or you're investing in some, but I've just seen some gold coins. Flash. So, yeah, see, God, I don't know if you thought about investing in stock or something.
Well, it's been a lean season, so anything that I would have that would be any type of disposable income that I could invest, but that doesn't mean that God can't provide that for me in the twinkling of an eye.
Right. Have you stopped writing? Did you stop writing for a while?
Yeah, I've been in a quite a long season. You know, been a long season, not been writing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Go back to writing. That's what I heard. Go back to writing. Pull your tablet out and begin to write again.
Okay.
And he's going to speak to you through that too. Yeah, go back to writing. Pick your pen back up and go back to writing.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. My God, I feel the Lord Jesus. God is really, you have an anointing on your life. I don't know if you know that, but I don't know what happened, but God's going to bring you back. He's going to bring you back to his first love, because I just feel that. The love of God is on you. He never left you. The love of God been with you. The love of God has been with you. And he wants you to come back to that. He wants you to sing to him, love on him, worship him. My God, I feel that God wants you to come back to have that connection with him like you had before. So pick up your pen and write him and just talk to him. So that relationship probably be building the relationship back up with him. But he'll give, Father God, I just ask that you give him confirmation of the word that you reveal. Holy Spirit, show him and give him the revelation and give him a wisdom of it in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Was there any particular thing you wanted prayer for? Or
can you talk to me?
Say it again.
Are you talking to me still? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, I just needed confirmation because it's just been a really, really long season. I've been on the backside of the desert for a long time, and so
Let me ask you something. Are you thinking about, have you been contemplating about moving?
Well, I actually have been. I moved, and it's been a really difficult season. Let's just say that.
Right, right. And that's the I believe that's the part of him ordering your footsteps, leading you on the right path. Let God be God and let him lead you. But get to the place where you spend time with him, and he's going to open some things up for you. He's going to remove some things and open some things up for you. Begin to write to him. Write a letter to him. Write. Start back writing. And just get in that place. Don't be so anxious. And so let God be God. Let him be God in your life. Let him be who he say he is. And let him take over.
Amen.
Let him take over. There's a time for everything, a season for everything. Sometimes God will put the wall up to protect us. But God's going to reveal some things to you. Just let him be God. And you're gonna come out if you just take your grip off of it, take your hands off of it, let God be God, let him be in control. Just well, you know how to worship him, you know how to thank him, just start thanking him and just say, I trust you, God, I trust you, and see how things gonna turn for you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah, just keep pressing, because sometimes we got to go through the pressing, the shaking, and the beating. But you're gonna you're there. It's gonna turn around. Trust it, and remember this word. Have faith, and thank God for this word. Have faith and believe, even when the adversary try to come and try to tell you something else. Tell him he's a liar. Remind him. Write it down. Write it down and pray over this word, and God's going to come back and give you confirmation.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
So we thank you. Thank you for calling in, and God bless you.
Thank you, Prophet LaShawn.
Oh, you're welcome. We give God the glory. Thank you. You have a blessed weekend.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Five six one 501. This is Sister LaShawn Mess. Who's calling? Where you calling from? 561-501. Is he greater? Mm-hmm. Okay, we're gonna come back. Thank you, Jesus. 754-240. This is Sister LaShawn Mess. Who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Sister LaShawn. This is Donald calling from Florida.
Well. How you doing, Brother Donald?
I'm good. It's been a while talking to my sister. I said, let me give a call.
Well, we glad to have you. Go ahead.
Yeah, but we're doing fine. You know, just taking care of the family, taking care of the kids, and you know, I got one of them on me right now. I'm trying to rock to sleep. So yeah, everything is blessed.
That's good. Well, we thank God. We thank God for you, for being the family man, for being, you know, who he had made you to be, mold you the way he wants you to be, not what everybody else wants you to be, but who God wants you to be. And I thank God for you trusting him to allow him to mold you
to be that man for your household, to be that man for your wife, my God, to be that man for your children, that you allow God to mold you, despite what they were saying, despite what the naysayer, what they were saying, but you allow God, you let God to mold you, you let God to refine you, you let God have his way with you, even though you couldn't understand it in the beginning, even though you say when, Lord, and how, Lord, but you kept hanging in there, and I thank God for your wife, for her being your number one fan. So, Father God, we thank you for the molding that you have molded him to be who you call him to be. Now, my God, my God, Holy Spirit, speak. Now that he has molded you, now it's the time for you to come forth. It's the time for you to come forth. It's the time for you to pick up his word and speak. It's the time for him to move you into the places, just like he had to mold you, just like he had somebody speaking into your life. Now it's time for you to go speak into them young man's life. It's time for you to go into the juveniles. It's time for you to go and use what God had given you and how he taught you, how, you know, don't fret not the evildoer. You speak what thus said the Lord. God has turned some things around for you that you didn't even think he was going to do it. You kept saying how long when it's going to come, but he had to show you. He had to show them naysayers. He had to show them family members that he had you and your family in his hand. Now you to a place where you starting to see and understand why you had to go through that. Now you getting a clear understanding, and that's what I see. You getting a clear understanding why you had to be ridiculed, prosecuted. You have to, and now you understand it was all a process. It was all his timing. It was all about his timing, not my timing. It wasn't about my understanding, because if it was about my understanding was going to keep me jacked up. If it were my understanding, it was going to keep me messed up. My understanding, it would have kept me going backwards. But once I got on Team Jesus' side, once I crossed over with him, my understanding didn't even matter. It was about his understanding, his will, and his way. That's what I see. When I line myself up with his timing, when I line myself up with his will, you know, I had to be crushed. I had to die to flesh. But I see now you get it. Things just begin to turn around. It might turn around slow, but it begin to turn around for you. Now I see you sitting back. I literally see you, Donna, sitting back, and you shaking your head up and down. Now, yeah, I get it, God. Now I see it, God. I don't know if you did that, but I see you moving your head up and down. Wow, now I understand. Wow, that's what I had to go through that to get this, to get here. Okay, Father, I see what you're doing. Okay, I see you doing your head. Okay, Father, I see what you're doing. I see you had to move some things out the way. I see you had to move that person. I see I had to be at this place at the right time. Okay, I got it. I got it. I'm getting it. So we thank you, Father. We thank you. It wasn't easy, but you're doing your head like, okay, Because you're a thinker. You like to think. You think.
Yeah.
I just see you sitting there just at the time because you think. I see you being a thinker, but then God going to put that mind up on him. And you're going to be like, okay, wow. I didn't even know then I was prophesying over myself, this prophet. I was prophesying over my family. I was prophesying over my kids. I didn't even know. Even when I was reading the word in my household, I was speaking into their life. I get it why I had to get up at 5 o'clock. I get it when I was tired and I had to put the kids to sleep, but I get why you had to wake me up And I just see you saying, okay, I got it. I got it. It was part of the process. So, Father God, I thank you for the process. I thank you for what you're doing in your son's life. I thank you, Father God, that wasn't easy. But, Father God, I thank you that he's getting it. He's getting your will. He's getting your plan. He's getting your understanding. He's getting your wisdom. He's getting the knowledge. He's getting the understanding. Father God, I just see your son, you know, he's just saying, okay, Father, I get it. What's next? What you need me to do? So, Father God, I thank you for the protection over his family. I thank you for the hedge of protection. Father God, I thank you that you're leading him, Father God, drawing him more to you, that he's going to have an encounter with you like never before. Last four, so there you go. You're going to get it. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I receive that. Yep. I've been asking God for an encounter.
Amen.
So, yeah. I receive it. I'm just looking forward for this time to go deeper. Just like you were talking earlier about relationship with God. I just plan on just going deeper, building like a deeper relationship than I already have with him on another level. And just for me to submit even more. Just do whatever God wants me to do. Just basically like leave my life in his hand completely.
And just
see what this year offers and this year and beyond. I just feel like the last couple of years it's been more of a transition, and I feel like this year is going to be a little different, and I'm just ready, ready to just focus on what God wants to do. I'm just building upon the relationship that I already have with him, just going deep, seeing some parts of God that I've never seen before, like some, meeting. Some parts of God that I didn't know. Just like you said, encounter. So I'm just open to it, and just ready, really ready to go deeper.
Amen. Amen. And then for your wife, I just see like muddy. I kid you not, I heard muddy water. Muddy water, like she gonna see
muddy
things.
Water.
Muddy water. And she gonna see things for what they are. If they muddy water, she gonna see it and call it out. That's what that is. That's a muddy water. I see that you dirty. You got muddy water up under your feet. And that's just what I just heard. I say, hun, I was in the prayer saying muddy water. She gonna see it. She gonna see it for what it is.
Hey, I say amen to that. That's good discernment.
That's right. She gonna see it. They got muddy water in their pool pit. They got muddy water up under their feet. You know, it's muddy water. It ain't clean water. It ain't the living water. It ain't the living water. It's muddy water. It's dirty. It's filthy.
Hey.
And she's going to be able to see that. So we thank you, Father God. We ask that you protect her. And Father God, that she would not second guess what you're showing her. If it's muddy, it's muddy. If it's fishy, it's fishy. If it's clean, it's clean. And show her how to pray and pray effectively when you do show her things like that, Father God. That if you tell her to keep them covered, Father God. But, pray for their soul. Pray for they will repent and come out, But she's going to know. She's going to know. God's going to show her, sharpen her eyes to know. And he probably already been working with her like that, but she's going to see.
Amen, amen.
Earn, Show Up, and Earn tag team. You and your wife. Amen.
Well, I received that. And I received that for her. I'll go let her listen. Listen to that on the recording.
Amen.
She was on the other side handling the little one.
I see. Damn. You probably say, "Will you come on and help me?"
Oh man. Yeah, but no, I received the word, man. It was good. It was good talking to you. It's been a while. So I'm just blessed just on that fact alone.
Amen. We give God the glory. But yeah, keep diving in that word. Get diving in that word.
Amen. And we'll do. We'll do.
Yes, man. It's gonna surprise you, but, you know, tell you. God is gonna use. He's gonna use you. Let him, like I said, the thing. Let God have His way.
Amen.
When He says it's time to come out the box, it's time to come out the box. We try to figure out. We trying to work it out and figure out. He done already worked it out. Like I shared earlier today, I tell you, if people was up in his house. Some of the people that been on the wall of prayer, they think I'm funny. They really, really know me, but they know I be serious. During some time, I've been in this house, and I be talking. I talk to the Father like He's right here. We friend. And I say, "Now, Lord, I know you seen it. Now, I know that you seen it." Or, you know, when He began to show me something, I would say, "Well, Lord, is that you? You know, that's really you, you know, looking at things on TV." And things on TV start changing, you know. When He starts showing you some, it's kind of like, okay, what was that? I didn't see that. Even when you go to places or go into the building and you like, "Oh, no, I used to put my head down because I didn't want to see it." And I say, "No, there must be something wrong with me." And I would hear the whole truth. And no, there ain't nothing wrong with you. You see what I showed you. Even when you teaching or ministry, some words just come out your mouth. And I say, "Oops," I used to say this all the time, "Oops, me and my big mouth," because it just will fly out because you don't have control over it. No, that was the Holy Spirit. So let Him have His way. He's going to let you know, okay, He'll trust me. He'll let you know. "Now, LaShawn, that wasn't even of me. Now, you was in your flesh." He's going to tell you. I'm telling you, He'll tell you. Now, you, I didn't tell you to say it. You will hear it so plain and clear. I didn't tell you to say that. I showed you, but it wasn't time for you to release it. That's the type of relationship we want with the Father. Oh, when you mess up, exactly. He will correct you. I'm telling you, He will correct you. I had correction from the Holy Spirit myself where it just felt like it was a sore going through my body. And I had to say, okay. It was just, this is how bad it was going through my body for something I said because I was in flesh to somebody that made me mad. We want everybody to have a relationship like that.
Yep. That's a beautiful thing. To hear from the Holy Spirit and be sensitive to it like that. You know, that's definitely what every, you know, we are all the Christians want. That's why I always ask God, like, okay, what are you trying to say? What are you saying at this moment? You know, I want to hear from even more than I hear from them. I want to hear, like, okay, what you want me to do with this?
And sometimes you get to a place where you feel like you don't hear Him. Where He starts, it's just that He might want you to do something else. He might just want you to relax. He might want you to rest. And because sometimes He speaks in dreams and stuff. He might want to show you something in a dream, or he might want you to worship him. He'll speak to you by worshiping him, soaking in it. He'll speak to you in his word. That don't mean everybody thinks that you're supposed to be there and you're going to hear this voice, this big voice. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
Yeah. There's so many ways you can hear from him, and you'll know
right when
it's him speaking. Yeah.
Right. Because the Holy Spirit is the comfort. He speaks to us because we're spiritual human beings. Some people see things in pictures. Some people see things in visions. Some people, you know, he speaks to them in dreams. And some people, people can see things, see, you know, things. And those are gifts, those different type of gifts. And he gave us those gifts. You know, people can see the angels and the unclean spirit. They can see them. He know what we can handle and what we can't handle. So, yes, Donna, we're so glad to hear from you. Keep staying in his word and, you know, keep trusting him and keep being the man that he had molded you to be.
Amen. Amen. And keep what you're doing as well. Keep preaching the way you be preaching with that fire and that spirit right behind you.
I tell you, that's nobody but God. And, you know, I want my desire is for everybody to have a connection with God. My desire is for you to know God for yourself. And when I lay here and I just minister, you know, when the people, you know, some people think, you know, they call the phone, I don't answer the phone. I be sitting there and letting him, I want to know what's on his heart, what's on your heart. And when he began to speak, I was like, oh, sometimes some of the stuff be too much. It just be too much. A lot of people can't handle it. So that's why we say continue to pray for the leaders. Pray for the leaders. Lift their hands up. Pray for them. Constantly pray for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we thank you for calling. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say, well, thank you for calling calling in. It was so great to hear from you.
Likewise. It was so good hearing from you, just speaking with you tonight. You know, and I truly was blessed of getting on here and being with you.
Oh, we give God a glory. We give you thank him. Well, say hi and hugs and kisses to the little one, and we'll see each other soon. Y'all have a blessed weekend. Tell that beautiful wife we say hello. I don't know if he's still on here or what. I think you got kicked off. Okay, I think you got kicked off.
Hi.
251-229. This is Sister LaShawn. That's who's calling. Where you calling from?
Hi, Sister LaShawn. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm doing good, good. Praise the Lord. Yes, I was hearing your message and really got a lot of the word of God, how we must depend on him and lean on him for all our cares and not to worry about our problem. Just to lean on him. And and sometimes we, you know, I said, we're going to give it to the Lord and see what happens. But sometimes, well, I know it's not good to do that. I mean, it's you leave it to the Lord, and once you give it to him, let that be it and not run back and forth with it to show your sign of faith. So I'm thankful for the message.
Amen.
Amen. Like we said, the message that I want to encourage someone was it's in his hand. Everything's in his hand. We just got to trust him and believe that it's in his hand and let him take control and get off our hands off of it and let God, he's the Alpha and the Maker. He's the beginning and the end. And so he will be the middle. But we got to let him do what he need to do. He knows what we need. He knows the doors and everything that's been open in our lives. Sometimes we open things. We open these attacks to come attack us in our household because we're not trusting God. We're not walking in faith and believe, and we're not walking in obedience. And a lot of people have to understand that. It's a lot of stuff that I did. And I'm like, God didn't tell me do that. I did that. And sometimes he'll come tell you, I ain't tell you do that. You did it. So since you did it, you're going to have to go through. Y'all don't think the Holy Spirit will tell you that? Yes, he will. I didn't tell you to do that. I didn't tell you to do that. I didn't tell you to get in that relationship. I didn't tell you to do that. You didn't have faith and believe. You did it. So now you're going to have to go through. You don't have to go through. Your faith gonna pull you through. You choose to continue to go around that mountain. And so obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience, and in obedience, obeying the word of God, walking in the knowledge, in the truth. I know some people get tired of us talking about, oh, that's all they talk about. That's all they talk about. Well, how you gonna survive? He didn't make us. If when we understand who he is and who he created us to be and what to do, he didn't create us to go to certain places that he created for Satan and those fallen angels. He didn't create that for us. He didn't create. Evil is something that God knows. Evil, that was something he knew, knowledge. So since we were introduced to it, Jesus came here and taught us. And so we have to understand these things in order to survive. So, Father God, I thank you for your daughter, Sarah, Father God. Father God, I just ask that you grab her hand. Just grab her hand. Lead her. Lead her in the way that you want her to grow, Father God. Mm-hmm. Even the things that she tried to keep inside, Father God, that she tried to hold inside. That she, you know, the woman that washed God's feet. The woman that washed his feet. She didn't care. That she was a prostitute. Hello?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
She was a prostitute. I don't know what was that noise in the background. She was a prostitute. She didn't care how embarrassed she was. She got down on her knees to wash Jesus' feet. She didn't keep her eyes on what Judas and everybody else was saying about her. She kept her eyes fixed on Jesus and what she was on assignment to do, to go wash his feet. And when she washed her feet with her tears and dried his feet with her hair, she wasn't worrying about her past and what people were saying, calling her a prostitute. And so we got to keep our eyes. And so, Father God, grab your daughter's hand. And, Father God, I just pray that she will keep her eyes up on you, that she will keep her eyes up on you. And everything, whatever this spirit that's in her ear, whatever this is trying to keep her bind up, to try to keep her distraction, whatever's trying to pull her back, we speak that she will know she has the authority to come against it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. I think Sarah was asleep. I think Sarah then went to sleep on us, baby. So we come against that right there, Father God. I tell you what. We cover those that's on here, Father God. We cover them up under the blood of Jesus. Father God, we cover those under the blood of Jesus, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm going to go ahead and mute her. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yeah, we come against that right there, Father. We come against that. Come against that. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. 908-305. 561-501. Okay, we'll come back to them. Anybody falling asleep? Okay, let me go to this one right here. Well, it looks like I'm gonna be off. 864-313.
Yeah. Hey, this is Walter, South Carolina.
Yes. How you doing, Walter?
Busy as always.
Okay. Do you have a prayer request?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I do. I'm busier than I want to be, but it's one of them circumstances that I have to. And I'm the type that would love to stay in God's face all the time. I love to get on worship and just stay there till the glory falls. And I don't have that no more. So I get beat up at quite a bit sometimes due to spiritual warfare. I try to read what I got posted on the walls as I'm doing food prep or whatever. But I'm just says don't get weary. Well, I'm weary and weary over and wearied over again. My whole life ain't nothing but staying busy about taking care of someone else, which is okay. But I can't get proper help in here. And what little bit of help I get in here, they're trying to run it their way, which is not healthy. So they pout instead of coming back and help me and doing it right. They've not helped me at all. So I've been nice about it. You know, I mean, you can't be but tell them the truth of the matter. And anyway, I'm tired. I've been waiting to see the miracle for my mother and I. Thank God he's been good to us so far as turning the tables on the enemy. In a sense of they didn't get their way, but it did cause a lot of waste of time. You know, I ain't got time to waste, and I barely can do a phone call without having to push buttons most times. I'm talking about beyond the phone call because everything I'm doing is business-wise. I got to sit there and push buttons, so I can't, you know, wear two at the same time. Right now I can. I'm actually having been busy right now. But lost a prayer partner, not due to death. Well, it is a death, I guess. But you know, someone said, I know the church teaches a lot of things, but I don't know if I agree with everything they teach. So I look at it from a Hebraic point of view. But they said a Christian cannot be possessed. Well, what if a Christian crosses the line? It's called sin. Can they be possessed then? But anyway, a prayer partner of mine who could touch, I mean, there ain't been too many people I found like her, but she can be just as evil on the opposite side of that glory realm. And, I mean, she didn't mind cussing me out down one side, down the other, and accusing me of stuff that I'm like, you know that ain't true. I knew good right well she knew it wasn't true, but she didn't mind accusing me of it. But I always felt so heavy. I don't mean the abiding heaviness of God where it gets the glory to be so strong that I've been there. But I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about demonic heavy. But Yeah, I think she got possessed, right or wrong, that's what I think. But so I got no one to bounce anything off of anymore. And she was powerful in her own right. She, you know, she, I would help her. God would just speak to me. I would hear some stuff. I'd tell her, well, this is what the Lord's saying. And she said, you're right. And then back and forth, back and forth. It was great. But God said to cut her off. He said, you're in too much warfare now to add more, put another log on the fire. You know what I'm saying? So I had to cut her loose. And so, she still sends me stuff.
So what prayer requests do you have?
I'm sorry?
What prayer requests would you like for us to pray for tonight?
Victory. And our prayers being answered so far as getting healed. I want to see my mom mm-hmm. heal from the stroke. So something bothering her mouth, her tongue. Her tongue hurts to the point that she's got to quit eating. And no one seems to know what's going on. And we got a doctor's appointment, and I don't know if I'm going to make it. Because if I have to go to a doctor's appointment, we're going to lose 3 hours. We will lose 3 hours of me trying to feed her. As it is, it's tough enough trying to feed her. And it takes me 3.5 hours. That's just for breakfast because she eats so slow. And that's not even getting 1,000 calories. That's not even getting 1,000 calories. So she said if I miss that appointment, I'm going to lose. She was they'll start coming out here. I said, well, that was a long time ago, but their next appointment's next Thursday. I was like, Lord, make a way out. Just make a way out. He made a way out last time. We were supposed to be there the 21st last month. They called us and said, we got to reschedule you. But I didn't want to go because my mother is my priority. She is my ultimate priority. I've already been there once before, and we lost 3 hours. That's a big tug. That was before where she is now. And I'm like, dear God, how am I going to do this now, Lord? But I know he's capable of doing it. But I don't want to lose favor of having a nurse because she's the best thing we've had so far. Well, I say that, I hope not ignorantly. She ain't been like the other ones we've had here. But, yeah, I like to miss that appointment just because of the fact it's going to take too much time for my mom. She won't be able to eat like she ought to because she's dependent upon me. She's had a stroke, okay? She's completely dependent on me. And she's too slow to leave here for 3 hours. Look, it's just late right now. I still ain't got 2,000 calories inside of her. Still ain't got 2,000 calories. That's been here all day.
So, Father God, you have made a way. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing in Walter Light and his mother Light, Father God. Father God, you made a way before. You're a way maker, God. So, Father God, we ask that you make a way this for next Thursday, Father God. Father God, we ask that you calm his anxious, the nervousness, Father God, that he will trust you, that everything is in your hand, Father God, to help the patient and to believe in your word, that he will continue to stand on your word. So, Father God, I ask that you send him the help, Father God. Let the help come from heaven. The way, give him wisdom how to manage things in the household with his mother. Teach him how to manage things, Father God, the way you want him to manage, that it won't be so overwhelmed and stressed out for him, Father God. So we ask that you show him wisdom, Father God, and give him that understanding, Father God, that he just be led by you and trust you. That you brought him through 2021, you brought him through 2020. So, Father God, that he will believe that you will get him and his mother through 2022. Father God, you continue to write the story. So, Father God, that's a celebration. That's a thank you, that he'll praise you and give you thanks, Father God, that he will trust you, that you have his mother in your hand. You got him in your hand. You got this whole situation in his hand. Father God, let him remove himself from all negativity, things that's not of you, Father God. Shut those doors, Father God.
this time what you shared, and Father God, even give him a warning, give him a sign not to go back and open those doors in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you that we have to believe and we trust that you never lost a battle. You never will. You never have lost a battle, and you never will. And that he will start declaring, decreeing this thing in his life and over his mother. And so, Father God, we just ask that you touch her mouth, touch her tongue, Father God, that the food will go down, Father God, and go down the way you intended to go down, Father God. We thank you for the complete healing that you're doing over his mom in the name of Jesus. Amen.
You said something. I've got to tell you that. I love, like I told you before, giving the guitar and just praise God until, I mean, I got to quit playing because I get caught up in the glory. I'm crying. I am crying so much. Thank you. There, God, there you are. There you are. Anyway, yeah, I am so anxious. I said, God, I just need time with you. But when you run. And my mom's so full of anxiety. And every time I turn around, it's something. I ain't joking here. It's always something. And I still ain't got everything done. I'm trying to prepare for the storm that we're getting ready to get. I pray we don't get the storm, like they're saying. But I still got to get prepared for that. But, yeah, it's anxiety. That's the one thing I want to be delivered from is that anxiety, both of us. I inherited it from somebody. I sure didn't get all this on my own. I think I got part of it from my mother. She's eat up with anxiety. And I thought I was bad. Anyway, yeah.
Well, just trust in him that he's a healing God. He's a delivering God. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Keep speaking it. Don't claim it. Don't let it come out your mouth. Take authority over it and let it be. Even when it come up on you take authority over it.
I have to do that and do that and do that and do that and redo it. And I was like, God, am I going to ever win this thing? Because, ma'am, you know, I know the power. When you sit under that word and read it, I love reading the word. There is nothing that can, and what has taken its place is me being busy all the time. I can't stop. If I have to sit down for 30 minutes and read that word, there's going to be something else I ain't got done that needs to be done. And that's why it is what it is right now. But then you got the worship.
Watch. I just see that God will breathe his peace upon you, patience upon you, and he strip you from yourself. In Jesus' name.
Say that again.
That God will give you peace. He will breathe the peace upon you. And I don't even know. I don't even know. Because like I say, sometimes I don't be speaking. So I can't even tell you. I have to go back and listen to it. I don't even know what you just said. But I think whatever was said. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. God is in control. Yep. Let him have his way.
So you don't know what you just said?
If the Holy Spirit speaking through me, I can't know. You have to go back and listen to it.
I don't even know how to do that.
Oh, you don't know how to go back and listen to the show?
Nope.
Okay, so what you do, you go to PGN, PGN Randy, or you can go to Blog Talk and type in Randy name. And it's going to come, it'll probably pop up on there later on tonight, depending on what time we get off. Or you will have to wait till tomorrow. And you will always go back and listen to your word.
Well, ma'am, you didn't give me enough to do exactly where to go. You just said go to PGN.
Right. If you go to PGN, let me see. If you go to PGN... PGN. Let's see. Okay, so don't go to PGN. Go to, or type in Randy name, Randy. Randy Chetner. And Blog Talk going to come up when you type in his name. So you go to Blog Talk.
What comes up? Blog
Talk. You type in Randy. Yes, when you go to Randy, type in Randy name, Blog Talk going to come up. And so Blog Talk Radio going to come up. And when you go to Blog Talk, like right now, I'm on live. It's going to show who's on. You'll see the show.
Okay.
And so all the shows that Randy do is on there. So it's Blog Talk. You just go and type in Randy name, his full name. And when you type in his full name in Google, and Blog Talk going to come up. And when you talk, like if you go there now, you'll see we on live. We live. You'll say LaShawn is on PGN. And then you'll see all his shows. You'll see his show from yesterday. Everybody's show. You see Terrence and Tanisha. You see Deborah. You see all the shows.
Okay.
And you can go back and listen to and write your word, and that can be one of your prayer points. And you got to have faith. Go back and listen to the word and have faith and say, Lord, you know, I just come in agreement that, you know, you spoke the word, Father God. He's going to come back and give you confirmation, but you got to have a willing soul. You have to walk in obedience. You have to have the faith and believe what was spoken.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And so go back and listen. Right. Go back and listen to the word and just pray. Ask God, you know, pray over and have faith and believe in Jesus' name.
All right.
Amen. Well, we thank you for calling in, and you have a blessed weekend. And just, you know, just continue to pray and worship him before you go to the appointment, and let God have his way. Give it to God. And so you have a blessed weekend, Walter.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You too.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, LaShawn. It's Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hey, Jennifer. How you doing?
I'm blessed. Very well. Thank you.
That's good. So is there a special prayer request you have?
I'm just really desiring to hear the Lord's heart for me tonight.
Okay, well, let's see if we got something for you. It's always good to pray. So, Father God, we thank you for Jennifer. Father God, we thank you, Spirit. We thank you for what you're doing, Father God. We thank you for unwinding. Father God, I don't know what you're saying, unwinding. Father God, whatever need to be unwinding in her life, if she need to unwind or whatever this is, Father God, we ask that you give a clarification and more revelation of this unwinding. Unwinding. Oh, Father God, unwind.
Unwind.
On the voice, I hear unwinding. Let's see. I'm trying to see what it means. Okay, it's like a relax after a period of work and tension. Like you unwinding, let up, slow down, de-stress, unbending, resting. So I don't know if that's what you've been dealing with, but I hear unwinding.
Mm-hmm.
So, Father God, I just speak that you will unwind. I'm trying to see if it gave me unwind, but unwinding. Let's see, unwinding, undo, or be undone after unwinding or being wounded. That's what I heard. Just look up that word, unwinding. So, Father God, I thank you for whatever, if it's a scar, if it's a wound, whatever it is, Father God, that she will let you have it to unwind her, Father God. Whatever the wounds, whatever it is, anything that needs to be undone, Father God, continue to unwind and help her to understand the unwinding that's going on in her life. Father God, that she will, you know, relax and give things to you, not to be messed up, overworked, over, you know, overdue, that she would just unwind. I just heard unwinding with the ing. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you. Yes, I thank you, Father God. So it's something to do with undo or being undone after winding or being wounded. So, Father God, I don't know what that is and what you've been going through, Father God. But, Father God, I ask that you do your finished work with her, Father God. Continue the healing process. Continue the delivering process in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, that she would loosen up and let go so the unwinding can happen in her life. And Father God, we just ask that you have your way in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. I just pray that God replenish your cup and fill you back up.
All right. Well, thank you. And thank you for calling in, and have a blessed day, blessed weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Thank you. Oh, 602-332. This is Sister LaShawn Messes calling. Where you calling from?
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I'm calling from dark Mesa, Arizona. It was sunny at one point, but it's dark now. How you doing tonight, Sister?
I'm doing great. Now, what was your name again?
Pastor Don Jr., CEO.
Pastor Don Jr., CEO. All righty.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. And where are you calling from again?
Mesa, Arizona.
Oh, Arizona. Oh, you sound like you down south, Georgia or something.
Hey, no, I'm probably originally from St. Louis, but I live in 30 out of 56.
Oh, okay. Is this your first time calling Pastor Don?
Yeah, I'm just loving the show. I'm loving your interaction with the audience. I was carried into a radio station when I was 3 months. I'm gonna be 44 come 22nd of this year. So this is like my year. Like, wow, man, it's here.
Okay. Is there a prayer request that you have?
I want to pray for the winning team. We have 300 members all across the country and the nation. I want you to pray for them to get God move in their life in this year, to show them he is real. And me too, because I'm with you.
So you want me to pray for the ministry?
Yes. We are the winning team. We 300 strong. We come from all different walks of life, backgrounds, colors, creeds, all that.
Amen. Well, sure. Well, Father God, we thank you for Pastor Don. Father God, we thank you for the church member. We thank you for building your church, Father God. We thank you for the congregation, Father God. We ask that your truth, the belt of truth, will be with them, Father God. We ask that you, your word, the Holy Spirit, Father God, you continue to build your church. We the body, you the church, because you let us know upon the rock you will build your church. So, Father God, we ask that you have your way in this ministry, that Pastor Dunn will hand it over to you, Father God. I said Pastor Dunn will hand the ministry over to you and let you have your way. Let the Holy Spirit have his way. Father God, bring deliverance, bring whatever need
Pastor need to be delivering him into the body of Christ, Father God. Father God, bring those that need to be part of this ministry. Father God, I thank you, Father God. Use him. You use him the way you want to use him, Father God. Father God, that there will be Father God, rebuild this. Rebuild. You rebuild it. You rebuild it. You have your way.
Yes.
You have your way.
Yes.
Send, send the deliverance. Raise up the deliverance. Raise up the deliverance. Raise up your evangelist. Raise up your intercessor. Raise up your prayer warrior. Raise up the gatekeeper. Raise them up, Father God. Iron sharpen iron, Father God. Let it be an iron sharpen iron. Let you say, if two or more can we come to agreement here on earth, let them be in agreement so we can be in agreement with you in heaven. So I just speak that. I declare and decree that over this ministry, Father God. You have your way. You built it the way you want it to be built. And Father God, that he will trust you, Father God, and let you, you are the builder. You built it, Father God. You the head of all churches. You are the head. So, Father God, we thank you for what you're doing in this season, in this hour. Father God, I just speak a clear mind, a clear understanding, and the wisdom over Pastor Dunn, Father God. Father God, sharpen his tools, sharpen the instrument, the war clothes, Father God, and I speak that he will not compromise in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that he will follow you, that he will follow you, not man. He will follow you, even in your word. He will follow you in his word. He will follow you in his word.
Amen. 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 Power of prayer, Queen. I do appreciate you and thank you so much. You opened up 2022 for me. I need that. Sometimes when you pray for 300 people, sometimes somebody got to pray for me. You did. I really appreciate you, Queen. I'm going with you. I love you. You did it. I'm so much cleaner.
Is there anything else you need prayer for?
Oh no, Mom! But you knocked off. You knocked out the park. I'm good.
Well, just go back and listen to the prayer and just follow. Be directed and follow the plan of Yahweh, not your plan. Follow His plan and let Him.
It was all in His design when He called the show to get the word. So I'm right in motion. I'm doing what I need to do.
Okay. All right.
This ain't my first rodeo. I've been pastoring for over 22 years, so I've been out there since 2000. So I understand the world. And not only that, I come from a well-off family. You know, my father was a DJ, and, like, out of the top 10 markets for, like, 20 years. So I've always been around the entertainment industry, movies, video, film, YouTube, all that. So I understand it. But for you to really put out the word of God and you to pray like that, man, you don't know how many people you covered. And I'll be like, yeah, y'all got to call them to the show. So I'm going to bring Trappy next time I come back. I shall be back. What do you say?
Are you doing street ministry or are you in the building?
Oh, Mama, no. I live in 30 out of 50 states. I'm everywhere. I got people in all kinds of places doing things for me.
Oh, okay. So it's like a street ministry?
No, it's not a street ministry, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody works and brings something to the table. It's like Thanksgiving. You got all these people. They all doing their own business. We got some guy over here, he's selling masks. We got this girl over here, she's selling pictures, art. We get on these conference calls and we discuss ideas and about how to make the business better. And by us working together, we all go forward at the same time.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. Well, Pastor
Pastor Don.
Don, you're the CEO.
Don.
Yes, ma'am.
Say it again.
Don Jr., CEO.
What do CEO mean?
Chief Executive Officer.
Oh, so that's what you have on your ministry, Pastor Don Jr., CEO.
Yes, ma'am. That's on everything. I've been on the internet since it was brought up, since it was talked about.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I tell you what, when we go in front of God, we all his servant, you know. So
yeah.
I just pray that you know, let God have his way and let God be who he to be when it comes down to big ministry. Too many people have been in their own ministry. God is, let God build the ministry and let God be God.
Well, one thing I do know is this. You have to be able to understand what your role is on this earth. And my role is to help people, expound them to things they can't see. Like this radio thing, now everybody understand the power of it. When you talk on the radio, not only is that recorded in time, it's also recorded in the universe. So if you say things, they come to pass. And you talk about having things in 2022, you can't talk about it and not expect for it to come to pass when every opportunity is presenting itself, but when it comes, you're not prepared. Everybody has to study, do their own research, and do their own math, but at the end of the day, God is coming when he gets ready.
Well, yes, that's true. All right, Pastor Don.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. Thank you for the prayer. I need it.
Okay. God bless you.
I'm going out the way. I know you got a lot of calls. I'm going out the way.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Gwen.
All right. This is Sister LaShawn. That's who's calling. And where you calling from?
This is Caroline from New Jersey. How are you, Sister LaShawn?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Amen.
Well, how's you doing? How's you doing? Get me back in character. Get me back. How's everything going?
Seems to be going pretty well. I'm just asking the Lord for his next direction in my life, so to just pray for that. Thank you.
Yeah. So, Father God, we just thank you for your daughter, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, Father God. We thank you. I just hear a listening ear, Father God, I don't know what do you want her to do with her ear, but I just heard a listening ear. A listening ear. I'm going to pull something up. Okay, I want to see what that's saying. A listening ear. That's what I heard. Let's see what the Bible say. We know what a listening ear is. So, oh, Father God, okay, let's see it. Okay, they got so many Bible verses about a listening ear. So, Father God, I don't know if there's something he really wants you to hear. There's so much stuff up in there about a listening ear. It can also mean take heed or obedience, or it's so much stuff in there about listening ear. So Father God, whatever you asking your daughter to do, but that's what I hear, listening ear.
So, Father God, we ask that her ear, if there is anything, any blockage, any clutter in her ear, Father God, that when you are speaking in her ear or you sending a message down to her ear, Father God, that she will hear you clear and she will walk in obedience and she will obey. So, Father God, we pray over her ear gates, Father God, and that she will have a listen ear in this season to listen to what your word is saying, to listen to your direction, to listen to whoever you send, the prophet, to listen, if it's worship, to listen to the sound, to listen to your mouth, that her ear will be to your mouth. And Father God, so I thank you for that. So we just pray that she will have the listen ear to what you're saying to her in this season, in this hour, that she will know without a shadow of a doubt that you are hearing her, your voice, not her voice, not her flesh, and not those that are around her. So, Father God, we thank you. And, Father God, just give her confirmation, Father God, when she pray, that she will come to you and ask you, Father God, what do she need to do, you know, for us this listening ear? You want her to listen more to you and shut out the naysayer? What are you saying to her about this listening ear? And what do you have to say to her in the time she's spending with you, Father God? That she will walk in obedience and she will obey in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, is there anything else?
I'm in transition time. I'm looking for a job and so forth, but I'm not sure what missing ear means. I don't know. Do I have to look that up on the internet or something? Missing ear will tell me that or?
It's a lot of Bible verse about listening ear. You got to have a listening ear to hear what God's really saying. You got to have the listening ear. And we got to know what we are listening to.
So missing ear means, is there a definition of it? It or not?
Well, it is a definition of listening ear if you just look it up in Google. But I went to the what the definition means. Okay, listening ear is when a sound enters the ear. It is considered hearing. But just because a sound has entered the ear does not mean that it is understood. Okay, well, maybe I should have went to this right here then. Okay, well, listening ear, this is the definition. When a sound enters the ear, it is considered hearing. But just because a sound has entered the ear doesn't mean that it was understood. Listen, on the other hand, is a active process. An individual has to be able to focus on the sound enter the ear while turning out distraction. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That's exactly what we needed. So,
I don't understand what that meant and how it relates to, I'm not sure what that means. Like, the main point of that is, I'm not sure what that means.
Okay. Go look it up. Go look it up. God could be speaking to us just like this thing is saying. We hear the sound. Mm. It's a sound entering into our ear. Because the sound that's entering in our ear doesn't mean that it was understood. Sometimes God could be speaking to us over and over, but sometimes we hear the word, and that's in His word. You hear the word, but do you understand it? Do you understand? Even Jesus was saying to the Pharisee, "Do you understand the words coming out?" I'm saying the way I'm paraphrasing. He's like, "Can y'all understand what I'm saying? Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you understand what you don't understand what I'm saying?" Even Jesus was telling us.
So I just heard
listening ear. That's what I just heard. So we can hear things like I'm on the radio. People are hearing, a lot of people are hearing, and just like this verse, I mean, this a definition, even though they hear the sound coming out my mouth and it's entering their ear, it does not mean that it was understood.
I see. Okay, so I need to understand what God is trying to say to me. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then it go on. List, on the other hand, is a active process. It takes process. People will hear stuff and they don't understand the first time they hear it. They got to keep hearing it until they process it. An individual has to be able to focus. I thank the Holy Spirit. I'm going to use this in the teaching. The individual has to be able to focus on the sound. What sound is in your ear? Are you hearing the sound of Yahweh? Are you hearing his voice? Do you understand the words he's saying to you? You have to focus on the sound that's entering in your ear while turning out distraction.
Mm-hmm.
You hear it? But it's the other thing distracting you. If you too focus on looking to the left and right and you focus on being distraction, you hear the sound, but you don't understand it because you're not focusing on what he's saying. You're not focusing on his word. You're not focusing on his saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so in other words,
right, that's the definition of a listening ear.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I have to, yeah, and also I do have some hearing loss on my right ear, by the way, so I don't know what that means, but even so. And I am asking God to help me with what he wants me to do, because I have some different interests that I have. So I said, well, Lord Jesus, just let me know the direction to go and actually to keep focus, because sometimes I can get distracted very easily and do other stuff. And, yeah, so thank you. I'll just have to continue to ask God to follow in his direction, focus on his direction, not get distracted,
mm-hmm.
and just go in the direction he tells me to go in. Yeah, sometimes I don't always follow. I'm always can do a whole bunch of other things that God doesn't want me to do. So I'm like, Lord, what do you want me to do? So I've been asking him that. So it's pretty much on target. You're right. Absolutely right what you're saying.
So I just pray that you know, the Holy Spirit will help you with that, and you will just listen, you know, write that down, write the word down, have faith and pray over it. You know, Father God, I want to have a listening ear. I don't want to be distracted. I want to have a listening ear to what you are saying.
Right, exactly, because God
has
throughout my years, I guess, yeah, sometimes God tells me to do stuff, and I'm like, well, how do you want... My thing is, God tells me to do stuff, and I go, well, how do you do this, when, how? And he's like, I will provide for you. In other words, sometimes I just go in a different direction because I don't know how he wants me to complete whatever he wants me to do, in other words. I always want to know what's the next step is, the next step. And he's like, no, you have to go in faith sometimes. So.
And we talked about that earlier, how people run their mouth and they not listen. They let God. Be quiet. Let him be God. He's going to tell you how to do it. You don't tell God how to do it. And sometimes we can't question him. If he tell us to do it, just do it.
That's true. Yeah, I tend to be a person that is, you know, I have to ask God every question, like, how do you do this? When do you have to do this? How? How's that going to come out? I want to know all the answers. I'm a curious person. And he's like, no, sometimes I just want you to listen to God and move forward. So yeah, in a way that's true. That's how I am. And I know that has been not a good thing. So I'm asking God to change that in me.
Amen.
So thank you.
This is your confirmation. So, you know.
Amen. Listen and obey. You know, I've been praying about it and God said, listen and obey me. Obedience is better than sacrifice. That
mm-hmm.
Is that a scripture? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're right.
Just,
well, thank you.
You just ask that you would understand what the listen. Like I say, he give us words like that. We give a word. And I try my best to look them up and see what they're saying, but I try to go to the Bible. But I'm glad I went to the definition of it.
So basically, it's like, listen, when God tells me, I'm just basically listen to him. Don't do my own thing. And I tend to do that. So I'm like, help me, Lord. So thank you, because I could use all the help I can get. And I know the Holy Spirit will guide me. So I don't want to miss what God wants me to do in my life. That's for sure. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And you have a blessed weekend. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. I will be praying about that and just pray that God puts me in a direction, because I am in a transition time in all areas of my life. So that's what the Lord's like. You're in transition, so you need to I need to listen to what God tells me to do and not kind of do my own thing. But thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thank you, sister. No, Lord. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I think I took this call, but let me see. 623-282. This is Sister LaShawn Mess. Who's calling? Where you calling from? Yes,
this is Sister Carmen.
Oh, hey, Carmen. Oh, okay. How you doing? You my last caller.
God bless. I just got
Well, it's okay. You the last one with their hands up, so God be the glory.
Amen.
God be the glory. Well, how you doing tonight?
I'm blessed.
That's good. We thank you. Yes, I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed in the city. Yes, Lord, we thank you for your blessing over your daughter. We thank you for blessing her basket, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that she will declare and decree blessing over her life in this season, that she will say, I am blessed. I am a child of God. I am above and not beneath. I am the lender and not the borrower. That she will begin to declare and decree these things over herself, that she begin to prophesy over herself. Father God, those words, even when she's in her house, stir up her spirit, stir it up a worship spirit. Father God, do it for her in this season, in this hour. And we just speak the blessing. Let you bless her that she will not even have room, enough room to receive it. And bless her so she can be a bless to others, Father, that around her. Bless her with your word, unusual and uncommon word. Bless her, Father God, even in her hand to be healed, you know, to just speak healing and deliverance over people, Father God. Bless her with Raymond word. Bless her with wisdom. Bless her with the 100-fold, Father God. Bless her. We just speak the blessing, the blessing, the blessing over you. Let it be done in this season. Bless her hand, everything that she touched. Let it be blessed. And Father God, that her faith will not be shaken. It will not be wavering. That you're going to bless her, Father God. Open that door so she can walk right through it. Open the door that no man can shut in her life. So, Father God, I thank you. When you bless her, her whole bloodline going to be blessed. Everything that connected to her that be going to be blessed. I thank you for the favor, Father God, unmerited favor, unshakable favor, the favor not only from heaven, but favor from man. I speak that over you right now. I declare and decree it over you right now. And I said, let it be so in this hour, in this season, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Well, Sister LaShawn, that's exactly what God is doing. He's exposing the enemy so that I can expose him and that other people will see where the lies are at. And so that way they can obtain their blessings, because sometimes the enemy lies. He lies, not sometimes, always. He always lies.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll be speaking about that, more about that, to uncover some things. But, yeah. Not only for me, but for our country. I mean, the enemy is a liar, and he works in different levels. But God is higher, and God is more powerful, and he's greater than the enemy. He's just a copycat. That's all he is. He's just a copycat, and he mocks the things of God by trying to imitate him, but perverting them. So, yes, but we have to understand that in order to get our blessings, sometimes, you know, the enemy tries to block those blessings, but it's because of certain things that either are our ancestors or our parents or we have done, or even in our country, the mindsets that we were raised in. And so God is dismantling the works of wickedness. So God is dismantling the lies of the enemy so that he can put in what it belongs to God, what he has, he wants to build in our lives. So, how's your prayer meeting going?
Ooh, it was good. I don't know somebody on here that can come on and speak about I don't know anybody on here that can come on and just give a little share, a little testimony about our first class, which was Wednesday. Regina, Sister Regina's in here, but I don't think she's on. But I tell you, God, I tell you, the Holy Spirit just continue to speak, to download things, to speak to his people. So I'm just being his vessel, and it was good. It was good.
Yeah, I wanted to join, but I didn't realize that it was. Yeah, I sent you an email, so.
You did? I didn't even take a look at that. Let me see. Oh, yeah, let me take a look.
Yeah, so just check that out and add me. I like to be involved.
Okay, yeah, come and join us. You got to come and join us. Let me look at the email because sometimes you use an email for business and I'll be trying to keep up with it. With these different emails, okay. Lord, send me help. That's one of my things, and I believe he is sending help.
What kind of phone do you have?
I have an Android, Samsung.
Put all your emails in them. I think you can. That way you just switch back and forth. All you have to do is tap them, and then you go into the different ones. You just have to set it up. That's why.
Okay.
You have to set it up. Yeah. And that'll make your life so much easier. All right. So I won't keep you because I know you must be tired.
Because I was planning on coming on here just for a – but I'm definitely will add you on because earn, sharpen, earn. All the help I can get, telling you.
Yeah, we need each other. We need to be together. That's where, there's power in unity. And that's exactly where God wants us. He doesn't want one over there, one over here. No, he wants us together. Mm-hmm. And we each have a piece of what God is giving, and we understand it in a different way that might help another person. So, I believe in unity. I believe that, the enemy tries to divide because he knows that if we're united, oh man, it's worse for him.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
It's a lot worse.
He's been telling me.
So I encourage anybody to know.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's exactly what God's been showing me about prayer.
Mm-hmm.
He says, as we learn to know how to pray, that's where we're going to have our victories in life for everything. Because when we, it's not coming against all these people in the flesh. It's not that way. It's coming, in prayer and demolishing all those strongholds and all those things that come against the knowledge of God and what God wants for us. But if we're not praying and demolishing what those things are, then God can prophesy. God can give us a word that he's wanting to do this and that, but we have to do our part and pray it in and intercede and hear what he's saying and say the same thing. And that's part of testifying and giving our word, because when you testify, you're saying the same thing God is saying, and you're in agreement. Mm-hmm. And so we have to be in that agreement in order to bring that down and then let God's kingdom be, on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
And you know what? One of the creative ideas he gave me into the group, he had me, I'm telling you, it's just amazing how God gives you the creative idea. He said, team them up two by two. So they each got, I put them together two by two. Because when Jesus sent them out, he sent them out by two. And I heard that. He said, team them up, let them partner up two by two. So that was one of their assignments. So this week we'll be seeing. They have to pray for each other and see what the Holy Spirit gives them. You know, the time they keep listening to me all the time. So they do. And
well,
they really
one
do.
One puts a thousand in the flight.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
There's energy in there. There's more power in unity. That's what I'm saying. So I'm confirming what you're saying. And I didn't even know you were doing that.
Yeah, I did.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit told me that. And that will get them out their shell. And they're going to help you pray. Pray for somebody that you don't know to pray for. You know, speak encouragement over them. Prophesy over them. Because everybody on there got gifts and stuff. So, yeah, that's get them off their shell and you know, how you going to learn how to pray and cover someone? You got to know these things. You got to get out of your shell. You got to be bold and come forward in your prayer life.
Yeah,
Jesus,
and it's going to be the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's the Holy Spirit speaking the same things, but in a different way from
right.
what another person hears
mm-hmm.
it. but it's the same Spirit.
Right.
Spirit. And it's like Randy, he'll start speaking something that I've already said or somebody mm-hmm. else has already mm-hmm. said, and it because
that's
it's
right.
the same Spirit and he hasn't heard them.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't heard
exactly.
them. So I mean that just shows the unity of, you know, the oneness that we have here on PGN.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
You know, we gotta maintain that. Especially the enemy likes to bring division and he likes
mm-hmm.
to lie. And, you know, when he sees something that is going right, he's going to throw some type of wrench in there, you know, to stop things from flowing. Or even in relationships where they're united and they're walking right with God, like, for instance, marriage. He'll try, you know, to bring division between them so that they don't move forward and they're stuck. And they're stuck. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, be on the lookout for that.
Right. I was reading today. And I was reading the book, the small book. It was one of the minor prophets, but he was like saying how Satan catch fish in the net. You know, when fish in the sea, because, you know, he always trying to copy something like the real Holy
mm-hmm.
Spirit of God. Well, you know, like fishes in, you know, they go with the crowd. They follow the leader. They go if a fish go their way, a whole group of fish go. So if they get caught in the net, they're going to get caught in the net together. Just like Jesus said, I'm going to follow me. I'm going to make you fishmen. Well, say throw the net out there, all the fishes. It takes one person in the group to say, I don't know, you know this and this, and they'll get everybody in that group. And to lead them, follow the leader, bullets, big bullets,
mm-hmm.
Following the leader, and they will get people from away from their farm. It takes one person. And as I've been doing this, and God had to work with me, so I won't get all caught up in it, get too emotional, but he let me know it's like the pack of wolves, pack of dogs, and the fishes. It takes one. When dogs attack and they're aggressive, the whole pack of dogs going to attack. If the wolf attack, the whole
mm-hmm.
wolf attack. If the fish go one way and it's crazy enough to get caught in the net, it's going to get caught in the net. And that's the same way in ministry. Monkey see, monkey do. They cried out, crucified him. It took one person, and the same people were saying, Hosanna. They were saying, crucify him. And they all started saying, crucify him.
Mm-hmm.
Let the thief go, or crucify Jesus. One person crucified him. It takes one person in the group. They don't like something you said or something or whatever, and they will get it or the whole people involved. They talked
mm-hmm.
about that in all throughout the Bible. How Satan
but that
works.
Just shows people
right.
that need deliverance too, and that's what we need
that
to also speak
right.
about deliverance. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
we need to tell people, you know, hey, things are not hunky-dory. You need deliverance. You
mm-hmm.
need deliverance. And we have to, you know, open up about our own deliverances and the things that God has set us free so that they can see that if he did it for us and look how he's using us, he could do it for them. But the enemy comes to lie, like I'm saying. He lies. He's a bad liar. And
yeah.
so he tries to, you know, make you believe something that's not true. And even keep you stuck in and needing deliverance. And until you realize, I need to, you know, and sometimes he does it so sneakily that you don't even realize it's happening. So you know, because you follow the same lies that everybody else has, you know, been lied to, mm-hmm. and other people in other churches have been lied to, and, you know, so, but, you know, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free, and that's the great mm-hmm. part about it. We don't, I don't like to focus on his lies. I like to focus on what God is doing mm-hmm. and what he's setting us free from. That, you know, God is good, and we just have to learn how to pray, like you say, and we're going to learn how to pray and get more strategies under our belts. You know, like a soldier that has a grenade, he might have bullets, mm-hmm. he might have different things. Well, in the Word of God, it's the Word of God, but that Word of God can be used for many different things as the Lord leads. He gives us that grenade, that bullet, that bomb, whatever, to throw out at That's the right. enemy. So we have to learn. We have to learn. We have to be in training. And all soldiers, even in the natural, soldiers are constantly training. They're constantly mm-hmm. being sent to different places to learn new strategies, to learn new types of how to do their jobs right and even better. So we in the kingdom of God, we have to do the same thing. We have to learn the strategies and perfect them in the name of Jesus. And that's mm-hmm. God's, in God's word, right?
Yeah,
and know how to keep our armor on.
Right. And that go back, that when you are delivering, when he's saying when you come into Christ, you come a new creature. All the old things mm-hmm. pass away. He will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. If you he will get you take away that stumbling heart, which that's that stumbling heart. If you still walk around with a stumbling heart, you ain't delivering. You ain't delivering because his word say he will put a new spirit up in you and take away that stubborn heart. You can see for me, people don't want to hear about they need deliverance. Is that that's just what it is. When I tell y'all, I sit here and laugh when I would go to, let me tell y'all something. This is the, y'all, like I tell people, I got testimony, I can write a book. I can write a book. I remember going to this church, and the man did deliverance because I know I needed deliverance. Let me tell you something. So for those that say they don't know they got spirits and demons up in them, true, I took a picture of myself. I took a picture and seen the spirit up in me through the picture. Through the picture. Through the picture. I'm telling you. I'm like, oh, my God. And I know who was up in me. I know it. We're going to keep it real down here. I told y'all I keep it real. I have to keep it real. In order for other people to be set free. I know spirit. I seen it in me. I seen it in my eye when I took a picture. So I went to the deliverance. Went to the church. It was a deliverance church and stuff. And so, you know, I didn't already got my deliverance, but still, you still stagnated. And so when I came down there, I had my grandkids and them going. He said, this one right here, this would be me. He said, this one right here, she can't even make up her mind. She take two steps for two steps.
You're funny.
She take two. When she take two steps forward, she keep getting knocked back. He was telling the truth. You think I got mad at that pastor and prophet? I bet not. It's so pain because they was saying pray over her mind, and I said, what's wrong with my mind? But God had to show me. Let me tell you what this man say after they got through praying for me. That man say, now go stand in that corner. Go face that wall. This man told me to go face the wall and talk to God. You think I didn't go to that wall and face that wall and talk to God? Come on now. He told me go over there and face the wall and talk to God. And I went right over there. I ain't say nothing to him. I went right over there and my face was to that wall talking to God. I didn't get this, oh, you going to get a husband, you going to get a... No. Walking in obedience. Sometime a prophet.
You know,
do you not know what the problem? Then I say, Jay, I don't know what book. I say, Lord, I don't know what book they read or who they think we are. We ain't psychics. But when he tell you something, it's for your good, so you can be delivered and set free. It's not for you to. If every time they tell me something and I get in my feelings, I would never got free and delivered and set free.
because I'm in my emotions, I'm in my feelings. I would say, well, Lord,
show
me.
You have to fight that. You have to, you have to fight that and ask God to help you, because you got to realize, hey, wait a minute, this is not me. This is, you know, the enemy. Lord, help me, get me out of this.
That's it.
But you know what? That's why I tell everybody to pray when we're on the shows. Help us to pray, especially when we're praying for other people, and, you know, what if they need deliverance? We all got to pray. I remember when I was a young believer, and the first church that I began going, they had this way of, they set it up a different way. The ladies would have meetings in their homes, and we had a little group of these ladies, and they were intercessors. And talk about deliverance. There was a lot of deliverance going on, but it seems like it would go around. Like, one week it was one, and the other one, it was another one, but we all prayed for each other.
Right.
And that's what made our group strong, you know, and there was a lot of deliverance. We were constantly getting delivered, and it wasn't a one-stop and one deal, and that's it. You know, we constantly get delivered. Even as we read the word, we get deliverance from the lies of the enemy. The lives of the enemy, and then so we can see and move forward and we be able to receive what God has for us. So, you know, when we're on the radio and somebody's ministering, please pray for us, pray for the person that's, you know, on the line, so that they can get the deliverance as through that minister, you know. And it's a work that we all got to do it together. It can't be just one person, and, you know, that's so hard, but it's so much fun when we are all doing it together.
Amen.
It's so
Amen.
Much fun, and people's lives are set free. I mean, we do so much more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like it. I used to have fun in those intercessory prayers where we would pray and people would get set free. It was fun. We would see some demon manifestations.
Come on,
but we learned, as we learned about the different types of demons and how they operate, and the realizing that you need the deliverance, and then you move forward. Oh man, it was fun. It was fun, and I miss those days with those sisters, you know. And I really wish. I pray that God does that here on PGN, so that we can be known by, you know, that there's deliverance and people getting set free. You know,
he's doing it. But I tell you, I tell you what, I better not say nothing back to no prophet. I better not say nothing back to no deliver. But he brought that to my memories when I went there, and that man said, now go over there and face that wall and talk to God, babe. I went right on there. My face was to that wall. I wasn't worried about who in that church was looking at me. That man told me go face that wall and talk to God. My face was to that wall.
We humble ourselves, don't we, right?
That's right.
You know, we have to. Because
That's
if you
right.
stay with your pride, you don't get delivered. And what I meant
That's
by
right.
that, you know, about it happening on PGN, it's not that it's not happening, but I want it to happen at a greater scale in a way that, you know, nobody can deny their thing, you know, more and more. I'm just, you know, greedy for more, for the more of the things of God. Lord, give us more.
I'm trying to tell you, whatever the spirit of living God, true living God tell you do, you got to do it. It's not, that's what I'm saying, people don't miss it because they talking about these miracle signs and wonder. He's been warning us that these false things coming out with these false miracle signs and wonder. God, your obedience is going to get you in good shape with God. Your obedience, walking in obedience. If a prophet tells you, or God, even an intercessor tell you something, you better make sure, yes, you test the spirit, but you better make sure that whatever they tell you stop doing this, stop drinking that coke, stop eating all that sugar. Stop. He can give you words like that because he sees things coming ahead. Or if he tell you shut it down, you shut it down. Do what he tells you to do. It's going to be very important in this season, very, very important for a lot of people. Because as we read in the beginning in Matthew 24, these days are going to be shortened. Even he said the other day, well, we are in that season. We are in that time where days are being shortened. So you don't have time to play. How many times we see somebody on social media or we hear from somebody and next time they out of here? You don't have time to play. You just don't have time to play. You don't want to get
And the enemy wants a foothold. He wants a foothold so that he can get his way in there and bring destruction. You know, if it's not one way or another. But you know what? I believe that God is doing something really awesome in us on PGN, and we just got to, you know, keep our eyes open because you know how the enemy is, but we need each other. We need to pray, and I think a lot of us are, I mean, including myself, I mean, all of us, we're going to have such a different lives because of the deliverance of God in our lives from the lies that the enemy has given us. I mean, I'm already feeling it. I'm praying, I'm seeking God, and I see it, and I'm like, wow, God, you're good. And I know that that's going to be passed on to everybody else. And I know Prophet Randy, he seeks the Lord. And I know it, and sometimes he doesn't even have to prophesy over me. When he's talking, I know he's sometimes he's talking to me. I'm like, does he have a camera in here?
Well, sometimes the word, and sometimes the word talks to you. You do. The word is the prophecy. That's
yes.
What he does.
Yes.
In their spirit, the word is the prophecy.
But you got to abide in his word. You got to stay connected in the in the vine. You can't be over there and over here. You got to stay connected so that you can hear what he's saying, you know. And so I'm excited. I'm excited for all of that. I know God is doing great and wonderful things, and for those that even are on PGN.
What I'm going to do is ask Randy, is it okay for him to give you my number? Because I didn't see it in the email to give you my number so I can send you the link so you can have the link.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. And I'm going to go ahead and call it a night so I can give myself all rest and things. So we thank you for calling in the show. We thank for those that stay on. Some people stay on until it's time for us to get off. We just pray that this word, his word, bless you. Not the word. You hear my voice, but I pray that you can hear the Holy Spirit, that the word have blessed you, because it's the word that's coming from his true word. His true word is coming from his true word. He is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God. And it's always going to be God. God is the beginning, and everything is in his hand. So, Father God, we pray. We pray over those, Father God. We pray over those that seeking help. We pray over those that seeking deliverance, those that seeking breakthrough, even those just saying, Lord, I just want to hear from you. I just want to make sure I'm doing the right thing. Father God, let them know that you have everything in your hand, that you hear them, Father God. You are God that never slumber, never sleep. You don't sleep, you don't slumber, Father God. You're a God that your eyes go to and from this earth, Father God. You hear everything, Father God. You see everything, Father God. We just got to line ourselves up with your will and walk in obedience, Father God. Father God, will we slip? Will we trip? Yes, we will. But Father God, you're going to teach us to get back up through your word. Like I said earlier, your word heals. Your word delivers. Your word, it molds. Your word breaks. Your word is shaped. Your word do what it needs to do so we can be fully equipped to do your calling, do the calling for the ministry, Father God. You don't have inspect of a person. You are strong when we weak. So, Father God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the knowledge. I thank you for the wisdom, the understanding. Father God, those who hungry for the word, the true word, fill them up with righteousness. Fill them up with your truth. Let the belt of truth be around their waist. Let them understand that you are the shield and the buckler in their life, Father God. So, Father God, as we close, we speak Jeremiah 29:11. You know the plan that you have for our life, our family, because you said so, and it's good and not an evil. You love them, Father God. You are loving God. You are loving God. You love us, Father God, and we love you. And we thank you for what you're doing. God bless you. Keep us in your prayer. Keep us covered. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to end with a song, and our sister Karma will be on tomorrow, and for those that would like to be part of the class, Randy did send out the flyer. You can send an email on that email on the flyer. We'll be glad to send you the link, but we just give God the glory for everything he's doing. God bless you, and you have a blessed night.